Lecture 2, Sneferu, the Pyramid Builder.
Welcome back. Remember last time we talked about Narmer and how he unifies Egypt and sets Egypt on a course to dominate the Near East? Well, I want to jump a few centuries to my favorite pharaoh, somebody nobody knows about. Sneferu is his name. And he is the pharaoh who is going to take Egypt up a notch. Egypt is going to become an international power. He is going to set artistic conventions that will last for another 2,500 years. And he is going to show Egypt how to build pyramids. Now, this is going to be your pyramid lecture. This is where, through Sneferu, you are going to learn how to build a pyramid and how they got started. But I have to give you a little background. I have to bridge the gap from Narmer to Sneferu, so you'll know something about how the pyramids arose. Before Narmer's time, in prehistoric times, now when I say prehistoric, all I mean is before writing. And since the Narmer Palette is the first written document, before the Narmer Palette, people were burying their dead in sand pits. They would simply dig a hole in the desert, put the body in, and cover it over. Now, the reason you bury in the desert is because the soil deposited by the Nile is too valuable to waste for burials, for cemeteries. So you take them out in the desert and you bury your deceased. Now, Egypt, of course, as you all know, is hot and dry. Perfect conditions for natural mummification. If you bury something in a hot sand pit with low humidity, it will dehydrate and mummify naturally. You will get a natural mummy because bacteria require moisture to work on tissue. So if you can dry it out before the bacteria can work, it'll be preserved forever. This is how you can have, for example, blueberries in your cereals. You know, they're really basically, it's a mummy of a blueberry. It's dehydrated and bacteria won't attack it. Now, the first burials, as I say, are sand pit burials. But there's a problem with that. Eventually, the sand may blow away, exposing the body to animals, and it's not a very permanent way of burying. So the Egyptians figured out a solution. They still buried in the sand, but they put a structure on top of it so that the sand wouldn't blow away. And it's a structure that they called a mastaba. It's an Arabic word. It means bench. And it's like a bench. It looks like a bench. It's a square rectangular slab, a stone often, and it covers the burial. Now, soon, burials got even fancier. And the Egyptians had the idea of digging down into the bedrock, excavating a chamber beneath the bedrock, putting the body in that, and then put your structure on top of that. So you have a mastaba, a bench-like structure, on top of a pit burial that's in the rock. And this is how the Egyptians buried soon after the time of Narmer. These mastabas, which are superstructures, and the bodies beneath. Now, I want to get us to pyramid building. And it's only a short step from this mastaba to pyramids. Sneferu is going to be the pharaoh who shows Egypt how to build pyramids. And you'll see, he's incredible. Believe me, incredible. But he's not the one who invents the pyramid. That's another pharaoh named Zoser. And one of the things I want you to learn today is that the pyramid shape meant absolutely nothing to the Egyptians. It had no magical power, had no meaning. It's an architectural development, and you'll see. We've got a mastaba, this bench. During the reign of the pharaoh Zoser, his architect, we know his name, Imhotep, gets an idea. He says, what I'm going to do is I'm going to put a mastaba on top of a mastaba. And then he kept going, and he put another mastaba on top of that, and another one on top of that, till eventually he had six tiers, looking like a wedding cake made out of stone. And that's the first pyramid in history, the Step Pyramid. And it was built at Saqqara, which was a burial place for the Old Kingdom, the ancient Egyptians. So we have the Step Pyramid of Saqqara is the first pyramid in history.